right now, though, we're going to talk a bit of boxing. And last night we had the fight night, the second fight night in a row at the Star. And well, the main event, if you want to call it that, Paul Gallen, too good for Darcy Lussick. Gal winning by TKO on last night at the Star. Darcy did his best, but I think we all knew or expected that's how it would go. No other knockouts, really. So there was 20K up for grabs by George Rose of No Limit, the promoter. And so basically that has gone to Paul Gallen. And this is a nice gesture by Gallen, who has got plenty these days of the folding stuff. He has decided to split the money with other Aussie boxers, Sam Goodman and Harry Garside, who also claimed victory. So they're going to share the money. I guess they both get 10 each, or does Paul keep 10 and give 5 to both Goodman and Garside? Either way, it's a nice gesture. So I'm asking you out there, what are some other nice gestures? Good sports, hey? Some good sports. Send them through 0457 736 736. All right, well, joining us now is Mark Warren, and he is the host of this podcast.
This is Rocked.
Rocked. Yes, have a listen to it. Mark, thanks for joining us on afternoons. I know you were across all those fights last night. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty well, Chris. Just trying to pull myself together after a big night, two nights of the fights from the Man Couch. Outstanding work by No Limit. You probably stole my thunder a little bit. I was going to allude to the 20,000 gesture by Paul Gallen. Outstanding. Handing it over to two young men, Sam Goodman, a Central Coaster with a massive future, and Harry Garside, the ballerina, the plumber from Victoria, who's simply outstanding. So I think Harry, in the interview pre-fight, said, you know, if the 20K comes his way, he was going to give it to the homeless and people in need. So straight away, we saw the class of Garside before any punches were traded last night, and a tremendous gesture from Paul Gallen.
Before we talk about Gal, and let's focus more on Harry Garside, what did you make of that? Look, I know that it was stopped, wasn't it, the fight, and a lot of people, including Jeff Fenwick, were saying, well, why on earth are they stopping it? Because his opponent wasn't throwing any punches back, right? He was copping plenty on the ropes. Did you think it was stopped prematurely?
I did. I did. I also know that Harry Garside did that with one hand, and that has been spoken about now very publicly. And if I watched that fight back in slow-mo, and he was actually using his right hand as an open glove when you watch it closely. So he basically did his work in that first round with one hand. He looks absolutely brilliant, and the future is star bright for Harry Garside. Look, there's a rematch there in the making, I'm sure. Medallier, no slouch. He didn't return punches. Now, when I call shelling up, in the professional ranks, that's okay. But watching the flurry, it was going to get worse. Garside had slipped out of economy mode, if you like, and stepped up the pace. I think it was the beginning of the end, but yeah, I'm with Jeffrey. It was stopped too early by professional punch for pace standards.
Tell us more about Sam Goodman, Mark.
Central Coast kid, Joel Keegan, the corner, and he clocks up a TKO over Richie Metronum, I'm pretty sure I pronounce it, and he looks the goods coming out of the Central Coast under Joel Keegan, who also worked the corner last night with Chrissy Hynington, who they've had a long association with, and a very, very good trainer. So Sam Goodman, write the name down. He's now got the WBO Oriental Super Bantamweight title. And Metronum, he couldn't continue after he injured his right elbow during round 6. Well, that was a blessing.
We might have a chat now about Paul Gallen. Before we do, I might just play a few of the bit of the audio from last night's fight. So let's listen to that.
Paul Gallen's so tough. Comes back with an uppercut. Big uppercut. And he turns him, does Paul Gallen.
Has Lussick punched himself out?
He's trying to hang on. And Darcy Lussick is tired. And he's taken some big shots. And he leans in on Gallen. Gallen with another uppercut. He's so tough as Paul Gallen.
What an injury.
Trying to stay on his feet. Paul Gallen just needs to get an arm free, chucks him down, and there is the knockdown for Paul Gallen. Lussick stumbles back out towards him and misses with a wild shot and falls to the ground. He is gone. It is Gallen trying to get free to throw those shots, and the uppercuts and body shots. Oh, big shot. Big body shots as well. Lusick is ready to go, and this will not last much longer. Oh, the body shot from Gallen.
That's enough.
And there is the stoppage. Les Fear, the referee, has seen enough. And Paul Gallen is a winner again.
Yeah, he is, Ben Damon, there on Main Event. Thank you for the use of that audio. You've got to take it to Gal. I mean, fair credit to Lusick too, Mark. I'm talking to Mark
Warren,
a Rocked podcast. I mean, stepping into the ring against Gal, big kahunas.
Oh, massive. Chris, can you please stop calling out Darcy Lusick, because it'll take far more than $100,000 post-op. So please, can you stop that?
I need the cash.
Mate, no, not for $100. I'm sorry.
How much the pork cost me for Christmas Day?
Chris, you just get the pork right. That's very important. But look, just amazing dusters, amazing courage, a fighting family, renowned for being tough, the entire family. And he shocked and stunned Gallen in round one and took the fight to him. Paul Gallen, to sum him up now, at 40 years of age, he even said, I can't fight off the back foot. He has to get the centre ring. But when he does, you see, his biggest strength is when he gets inside. He continues those shots to the body, devastating shots to the body, and uppercuts and hooks in close with genuine power. He's a genuine heavyweight. And full credit to Darcy to step up at short notice on 4 weeks. And the 3-2s, people can blow up about that. But you've got to remember, Darcy's an absolute novice. And so to get in there, he said, look, I'll do three twos to be fair. Does not suit Paul Gallen at all, who's now used to doing, he's ready for 8-10. I think he could do 12 threes. And we saw that when he fought his only blemish against Justice Hooney. He says it's, you know, he's got one or two fights left and he'll retire next year. And that he doesn't see the fight that everybody wants to see against Sonny Bill eventuating. He said, I've waited 10 years for it. Yeah. I think you'll find there's $4 million on the table, both fighters. God. And, you know, if I'm a judge, then perhaps Sonny Bill Williams takes Gallen when he may think that Paul is just right for the picking and the pointy end. And it happens to every single fighter. I wouldn't be surprised if that fight still happens.
What's the sticking point? I mean, $4 million? I mean, what is the sticking point?
I would never call... I mean, I'm very much a hetero male, but I don't think I've ever seen a body like Sonny Bill Williams. I'm a massive fan. What an athlete.
Mate, it's all right to admire the physique of another man. Don't worry about it. Just relax.
I could say what's stopping him. I think Phil Gould once famously said, don't let fear hold you back, because it's not the money.
Well, maybe, you know, I would have thought Gal would tear him apart, the current Gal.
I think Gal will tear him apart. I think that's the sticking point, Christopher. I think that's the sticking point.
One of our callers keeps pushing for Solomon Hamono to take on Gal. Sol's a great man. I like Sol, a good fighter too.
Oh, he's a champion.
Would they be in the same sort of class?
I think Sol at his best is, no disrespect to Paul, I think Paul would say the same. Sol's a step up, very much a step up. Yeah, now I think Gallen wins the fight and wins it easily. Depending on the prep, you know, there's another saying, cliche city here, but I may not be as good as I once was, but maybe I can be as good for just one day. Interesting fight. The undercard, Freddie Lusick, he loses a unanimous decision to Taylan May. Taylan May showed all the skills early. That's a fight that Jeff Fenech wanted stopped after round two. He said, you know, these guys are footballers and their offense is great, but there's no defense. And Freddie Lusick, the stats on the headshots that he received last night, he wouldn't receive in an entire career of rugby league. But just the toughness of this family. And then he started to, I hate to say it, wear down May with walk-forward style and no defense, and came back into the fight but lost the unanimous decision. Justin Hodges gets a majority draw over the Ross Dog, who came out firing. Of course, he was meant to fight Katoni Staggs. And then Justin takes the fight.
Yeah, he's been eating. He's been eating about 8 meals a day. We played a bit of that yesterday. Do you remember that movie, that Monty Python movie?
Which one?
Meaning of Life, and that guy goes in the restaurant and they fill him up and fill him up and he explodes.
I know exactly the one you're talking about. Yes. One of my favourite scenes of all time. Just one more morsel, sir.
That's it. Well, that was the Rostock. Hey, just before you go, two more questions. I quite often get asked by people that are sort of outside the boxing, and I'm not inside boxing, but you are. How would Gallen go on the world scene against some of the sort of heavyweight champs of the world, all those contenders?
Well, as a keen observer of you at the moment, I heard you say, and it was very well put, Paul has never disrespected the sport. I need to come back on that as well. Just bear with me here. He's never disrespected the sport. He's never talked about world titles. He's never talked about being the best. Not now, Chris, but there's a good... Well, there's no one in Australia in heavyweight that beats him outside of Justin Tunney. So that gives you a fair indication. Yeah, he wins a fair few. He wins his good share on the big scale. But when he post fight last night, he said, for you people out there at home watching on Main Event who did an outstanding job last night, when you people out there want to bag footballers about getting in the ring and trading leather, last night, as in the previous night, when Andrew Maloney stepped back into the bright lights, when there was more or less a real boxing show, there was 100 people there to witness it. He said, you want to bag it, then get out and support it. Have a look here tonight when it was more of a footy show theme and look at the crowd. Yeah, they were jammed to the rafters. So, and you touched on this also, and it's very important. Paul is giving a platform for kids like Sam Goodman and for other fighters and, of course, Harry Garside and Andrew Maloney. He's being able to increase their profile from day one because it becomes crossover audience and a mainstream audience for pay-per-view television.
Yeah, I think we're all sort of learning that, aren't we, on the run? We've got to go because we're going to get to the news. I was going to talk about Chris Hyington because not many people know that you actually fought Chris Hyington many, many, many years ago. He beat you and Joey Leilua beat him. So that means Joey Leilua would beat you.
If you say so, okay. He would now.
We'll let you go, Mark. That is Mark Warren from this podcast.
This is Rocked.
Get that where you get all your good podcasts. All right, we'll let Mark go. Stay with us here on Afternoons. Up next is What's Trending.